WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Some fashion designers think of themselves as creating more than just clothes. They're trying to sell us a lifestyle or a new image of ourselves. But style commentator Patricia McLaughlin doesn't buy it.
Ralph Lauren's Polo Country store in Little Rock closed last week. Somebody sent me the story from the Arkansas Gazette. I wasn't that surprised. The flagship Polo Country store on Madison Avenue in New York is like a theme park, full of weathered barn siding, beat-up old feed bins full of feed, nice old patchwork quilts. All this to sell cute $500 birdhouses and homey $350 hooked rugs and faded $79 denim work shirts. It's a New Yorker's escapist fantasy of agrarian life and material culture. And it's always jammed, so I guess it must be a success. The Little Rock store had the barn siding and feed bins, but no traffic. Partly because they put it in the wrong mall, but it was more than that. The thing is, most people in Arkansas are close enough to the real thing not to need the fantasy. They know work shirts don't need to cost $79. They know you can't drive 20 miles on any of the highways out of Little Rock without passing a bunch of birdhouses that somebody made in his backyard and put out to sell for $15 or $20, not $500. And they still have the hooked rugs their grandmothers made. When Lauren opened the New York store, he told the New York Times it was intended to draw the kind of people who go away on weekends. Of course, if you live in Little Rock, you don't need to go away on weekends. And if you do get a real strong hankering for the country store shopping experience, there are actual country stores within striking distance. Not Murphy's in Lepanto anymore, I'm sorry to say. Lepanto is over in the Arkansas Delta, really agrarian, not pretend, mostly cotton and soybeans. Murphy's closed in July, not because there wasn't enough traffic, but because Mr. E.A. Murphy died. He was 95 and fragile. The first time I went into his store, in fact, he was taking a nap on one of the sale tables in back. You could tell from the stock that it had been a while since he'd been up to making the trip to Memphis or Chicago to order more. For instance, there were stacks of beautifully made khaki shirts for $3.98, but they were all size 14 and a half. The bigger sizes were long gone. Murphy's didn't have barn siding and feed bins like the Polo Country store up in Little Rock, but it had the stuff people needed, $6 work shirts, $8 dungarees, big bunches of cotton socks hanging from the ceiling for $1 or $1.50 a pair, flowered kitchen curtains, ladies' drawers in large sizes, wonderful buttons that looked like they'd been there for 50 years, best quality polyester double knit on sale for $1.98 a yard, percolators, funnels, dusty birthday cards and birthday candles, 10-cent rubber balls, coloring books, gorgeous chenille toilet seat covers. You could see a whole way of life, a whole culture in that store. The work shirts were meant to work in, and the coloring books and the flowered curtains were the kind of luxuries that work earned. Many of the things in the Polo Country store were actually nicer. Some of the most beautiful flannel shirts you could ever hope to see. All cotton, no polyester. Wonderful quilts. Everything so pretty and clean. But it's that very prettiness and cleanness and unfailing tastefulness that, compared to the gritty reality of Murphy's, made the place seem so weirdly unreal. Such a euphemism. They used to call Hollywood the Dream Factory, but now everybody sells dreams. Clothing stores, furniture stores, auto dealers. Even toothpaste comes with a dream of romance now. There's just no market for reality anymore.
Patricia McLaughlin is a syndicated columnist who writes about style for the Philadelphia Inquirer magazine.